With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Current and former Republican officials and conservative activists addressed the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority Conference in Washington.
Republican leaders came together to talk about faith and the future of our nation as it relates to the coming election in November. Founder Ralph Reed spoke of the war with Israel and Hamas.
It's been 258 days since Hamas terrorists breached the border with Israel and committed the bloodiest atrocities to suffer the Jewish people since the founding of the modern state of Israel.
And that report from correspondent Bernie Bennett, former President Trump, set to address that gathering this afternoon. The nation's highest court has ruled in favor of a 1994 federal gun control law. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
2 years ago, the Supreme Court expanded gun rights, but now the justices have ruled that a gun control law aimed at protecting domestic violence victims does not violate the Second Amendment. With its 8-1 ruling, the court reversed a ruling from the federal appeals court in New Orleans that had struck down the law.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Cliff May with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy says those calling on Jews to abandon their homes in Israel know little about history.
Anti-Semites say, go back to Poland, go back to Germany. More than half of the people in Israel descend from families who have never in several thousand years left the Middle East. They were oppressed in countries like Yemen. They were in places like Cairo and Alexandria.
Political writer Ben Domenech says Secretary of State Antony Blinken is committed to a philosophy of never allowing tensions to escalate.
What he's doing by being in that state is often making things worse. Sometimes you need chemotherapy to beat cancer. You know, sometimes you have to go through the really hard part in order to get out on the other end and be stable and be healthy.
This is SRN News. Evangelizing in the United Kingdom is no easy task these days, according to this report from correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to a poll from Voice for Justice UK, 56% of Christians say they've been met with hostility and ridicule when sharing their faith. It's worse for young believers who report getting negative feedback 61% of the time. The report concludes that the United Kingdom now presents, quote, some of the highest levels of intolerance and discrimination against Christians in Europe, despite its long history as a bastion of the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pro-life group in South Dakota has filed a lawsuit to block an abortion measure from the November ballot there. Life Defense Fund is seeking to disqualify or invalidate the initiative, which would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Life Defense Fund accuses the group Dakotans for Health of failing to file a required affidavit for petition circulators' residency. This is SRN News. Sales of previously occupied homes fell for the third straight month in May.
The problem? Record high prices and rising mortgage rates. Sales fell 0.7% in May from April. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, says he thought we would see a recovery this spring. We are not seeing it, he says now. The typical sales price rose 5.8% from a year earlier to just over $419,000. That's an all-time high on records going back to 1999. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage has mostly been around 7% this year. I'm Rita Foley.
The heat wave could continue to bake parts of the country throughout the weekend, according to forecasters. They're saying things will see a little in the way of relief for many areas have been getting some of the hottest weather. Two people died in Idaho of heat-related causes. More details at SRNNews.com.